Welcome back, listeners, for more Library Quest fun. Stay tuned.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome to the lab. I'm broadcasting from the campus of Splendid University in the lovely, wondrous, extraordinary, sometimes supernatural town, Splendid, West Virginia, where our libraries are under fire, but resistance is building. If you haven't heard Library Quest 1, go back a couple of episodes, check it out, and then return here for
Library Quest Part 2.
Previously, on the first Library Quest, our love of literacy was expressed. Gil signed up for his first library card and met Gabby, a librarian of high regard. Jointly, the pair found a whole bunch of books. Gil bounded home with an improved outlook about the library, its knowledgeable riches. Gil felt he'd truly found one of his favorite niches. However, everything is not blissful in those book stacks anymore, for some force has emerged, threatening literary war. When next Gil bounded down toward Library Town, he discovered his best new place had shut down. "It's not fair," the youth exclaimed. "How could it be?" "I'm with you," Gabby said. "I agree." The mad Rax had been here. He's one to fear. His cutting crew goal, make good things disappear. Gil was incensed, Gabby too. Both focused on something to do. "This isn't over," she said. "This news must be spread." Libraries house such a vital service. Without them, all should be desperately nervous. There's no reason for Mad Rax's pompous strut or initiation of unnecessary budget cuts. "We'll run them out of town on a rail," Rax, his crew, begin again with a different group, all new. Individuals not focused on cuts, book bans. Ones concerned with needs of their fellow man. "We can do it, indeed. But we'll require allies, a troop. One large, loud, literate, unwavering group." "Mrs. Cox teaches art classes there. Her talented students are everywhere." "Mr. Brad, who checks out a dozen books, movies each week. When he hears about this, I swear he will shriek." "Those who need internet or notary, what will they do?" "Let's get them all together. There's more than a few. Get that gaming group involved. Theater kids, too. They use the library space weekly, they do. Summer camps, book sales, taxes done here, wow. Workshops, courses on writing or couponing now. Those educators who organize kids' story time, arts and crafts classes, how to make slime. Contact the talented designers who, 2 days in a Zoom, transformed one space into an impressive escape room. Teen night, author readings, cooking classes, more. This wonderland offers loads of programs galore. Remember folks who came here when there was nowhere to go because of so many who lost electricity, heat, and last winter's snow? Or the numerous who came inside off the street, fleeing July's blistering 100-degree heat? Gil and Gabby assembled an alliance, thousands strong, one in which all community-wide belong. Together they form a proud, powerful squad, uniting, calling out Mad Rax's fraud. They made signs, marched. The whole town raged. So many of various ages and backgrounds engaged, for it's important to stand up, speak out. And if those in power ignore, then shout. Stand up for what's right. Fight the good fight. In this case, young ones, it did not work. Rax shunned all with a hideous smirk. The cruel cutting crew won, but this battle, far from done. Some would despair. You don't give up, don't dare. You'll come across obstacles in life. Not all tales end well, some conclude with strife. Let us work hurriedly, hopefully, happily, toward a more fitting resolution in Library Quest 3, coming soon. This lampoon. That's all for this week, listeners. Thank you for tuning in yet again. Spread the word. Tell a friend about the Professor Theo's Mystery Lab podcast and all the wonderful, educational, fun, entertaining podcasts on the Kids Listen Network for family-friendly fun. Check out Kids Listen on the app or online. The Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is proud to be a part of it. We'll be back soon. In the meantime, have a wild and wonderful week. Be good to each other. Be good to yourself.
Support your parks and libraries.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a Pez dispenser. If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. You can email our family at theprofessortheo@gmail.com or tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.